Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Reporting for duty, everyone. Hello.
Here's what I tell you.
Are you ready to rock and roll?
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Welcome to the program. We call What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennin. We'll have an update on that Montana gun shop that was raided by the ATF. You asked for it. We have it today on the program. Brian Kronk will be here to talk about the markets and how things are going there. Latest on the Titanic is the Titanic exploration, I guess it is better called, the OceanGate sub, is that they have banging noises from the site now picked up from an aircraft. So some signs of life still there. Every half hour, evidently, some banging noises. So people are trying to send a signal, we're here, we're here. We'll watch that as well. That's getting more and more concerning by the moment just because of the amount of oxygen available to them, and they're running out of it. John Durham is being grilled by members of the House Judiciary Committee up on Capitol Hill today.
Judiciary or oversight?
I believe it's judiciary.
Okay, got it.
Yep. I believe it's judiciary, and Jim Jordan just about to ask a few questions of John Durham right now, so let's pick that up, Kev.
The time has expired. Mr. Durham, in the summer of 2016, did our government receive intelligence that suggested Secretary Clinton had approved a plan to tie President Trump to Russia?
Yes.
Was that intelligence important enough for Director Brennan to go brief the President of the United States, the Vice President of the United States, the Attorney General of the United States, and the Director of the FBI?
Yes.
And was that intelligence put then into a memorandum, a referral memorandum?
Yes.
And was that memorandum then given to Director Comey and Agent Strzok?
This was addressed to, yes.
Did Director Comey share that memorandum with the FISA court?
I'm sorry, can
you... Did he share that memorandum with the FISA court? Did Director Comey do that?
I'm not aware of that, if he did.
Did he share it with the lawyers preparing the FISA application?
Not to my knowledge.
Did he share it with the agents on the case working the Crossfire Hurricane case?
No.
Crooked.
Didn't share it with the agents on the case. Can you
Crooked.
Tell the committee what happened when you took that referral memo and shared it with one of those agents, specifically Supervisory Special Agent Number 1?
We interviewed the first supervisor of the Crossfire investigation, the operational person. We showed him the intelligence information. He indicated he had never seen it before. He immediately became emotional, got up and left the room with his lawyer, spent some time in the hallway, came back.
He was ticked off, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was ticked off because this is something he should have had as an agent on the case. This is important information that the director of the FBI kept from the people doing the investigation.
Wow.
The information was kept from him.
Unbelievable.
Who's Charles Dolan?
Charles Dolan is a public relations person here in Washington, D.C. He had prior involvement, professional involvement with the Russian government, representing Russian government interests. He was a person that was associated with Igor Danchenko.
He was also buddies with the Clintons, wasn't he?
He had held positions when President Clinton was president.
And their campaign advisory to Secretary Clinton's presidential campaign, executive director of the Democrat Governors Association, that's the same Charles Dolan we're talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, and wasn't he also a key source for information in the dossier?
He provided some information that was included in
Ritz-Carlton stuff,
yes.
The Manafort stuff. In the Crossfire Hurricane investigation and the Mueller investigation, when the FBI interviewed Mr. Dolan, what did he have to say?
To my knowledge, they didn't interview Mr. Dolan.
They didn't interview this guy? Source for the dossier? Key information in the dossier? Buddies with the Clintons? They didn't talk to him?
No. I mean, we report on that because even Christopher Steele in October 2016 identified Dolan as somebody that might have information.
I find it interesting they didn't talk to him.
Yeah. What?
Were there agents on the case who wanted to talk to Mr. Dolan, Mr. Durham?
Yes.
What happened to analyst number one? She kept pushing to talk to Mr. Dolan. She was ultimately turned down. What happened to her the day that she was turned down? Said, no, we're not talking to Dolan. What happened to her?
At about the same time, she was assigned to a different project.
They moved her. They said, we can't have this. We can't have that. We can't be looking into the Clinton's buddy, a key source for the dossier. They reassigned her. And then what did she do?
She memorialized it.
She entered a memo to the file because she said, some point the inspector general is going to want to know this information. I'm going to make it sure it's recorded contemporaneously. She put it in the file.
Wow.
It's crazy. They didn't talk to the key source. They kept key intelligence from the investigators. This how bad this investigation was. But here's the scary part. I don't think anything has changed. The day your report came out, 5 weeks ago, May 15th, you got a letter, Mr. Durham, addressed to you from the general counsel at the FBI, Mr. Jason Jones, writes you this 6-page letter, and he says, not to worry, everything is fine. It's all been worked out at the FBI.
Yeah.
He even says on page 2, he says, had the reforms implemented by current FBI leadership, summarized below, been in place in 2016, failures detailed in your report never would have happened, and he underlines it. Said this would never happen because of the reforms we implemented in 2019 and 2020. And then he says on page 4, one of the specific reforms, he says, FBI executive management has instructed investigations should be run out of the field and not from the headquarters. That statement is not true. 5 weeks ago, the FBI wrote you and said everything has changed when in fact it hasn't. And a statement in there is absolutely false. And we know it's false because 2 weeks ago today, we interviewed Stephen D'Antuono, former head of the Washington field office, Mr. Durham, and here's what he said in his transcript. Head of the Washington field office, when the Trump classified document investigation began, he said, that case was handled differently than I would have expected it to be, than any other cases handled. We learned a lot of stuff from Crossfire Hurricane, that headquarters should not work the investigation. It's supposed to be the field offices. My concern is that the Department of Justice was not following these principles. Nothing is, and that's the thing that scares me the most. Nothing has changed. Mr. Durham, I'm just finished with this. 60% of Americans now believe there's a double standard at the Justice Department. You know why they believe that? Because there is. That has got to change. And I don't think more training, more rules is going to do it. I think we have to fundamentally change the FISA process, and we have to use the appropriations process to limit how American tax dollars are spent at the Department of Justice. I yield back.
That's Jim Jordan, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, in a brilliant 5-minute dissertation.
Man, right?
Just
boom, 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 boom.
Exactly right. And that's the way to do investigation because everything's in the report.
You know he's not reading it.
Yeah.
He knows it.
It's in the report. He's just asking him questions about what's in the report. And absolutely brilliant. What you just heard and what's in this report. And again, I don't know. We live in this world where, you know, this crazy news cycle where The Durham Report, which is out in, what, May? And it's gone. Forgotten a day or two later. Thankfully, the House Judiciary Committee is saying here, no, we're not going to forget this. We're going to highlight this. And typical FBI executive leaders, there's nothing here. Let's write Durham a letter and tell him we fixed everything. We did all these reforms. Basically admitting they have bias of the Washington office, and we're going to get this all to field offices, and then they have testimony from someone 2 weeks ago saying that the Trump document investigation was done completely different. What you just heard should shake you to the core about your government. Because it's stone cold crooked. Everything Donald Trump has said about the FBI is proven in this Durham report. They were crooked. They opened up, quote unquote, Crossfire Hurricane, the investigation into Donald Trump and the campaign without a scintilla of evidence. You don't open up criminal investigations at the FBI without evidence unless you're stone cold crooked. You don't withhold vital intelligence to individuals that are part of this investigation. You heard him testify that the agent who got this, like, where was this? And when they present him with the evidence that here, they had this, but they didn't give it to you, has to walk out of the room and compose himself because he realizes how crooked the place is. That'll shake you to your core. And if you don't think it's still going on, you are horribly naive, ladies and gentlemen. That's my take. I welcome yours on what's on your mind. We're going to monitor this testimony of Special Counsel Durham before the House Judiciary Committee and bring you other highlights. Love your take. 271-1100. Call us. 271-1100. Text us. 237-1590.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Bottineau County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hey, this is Shane with IRA Insurance. To get the splash, you risk the crash. To get the zoom, you risk the boom.
I'm like, look out! Whoa!
So, all you water lovers, make sure that you're covered. Come see us. Protect your assets and put your mind at ease with quality recreational coverage from IRA Insurance. We've got the policy you need at a price you can afford, so you can brave the waves and enjoy the waters worry-free. Visit us at IRAinsurance.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No Trump-Russia collusion, but we had to hear about it for how many years? 6 years?
I know. Yeah, over, we're not just over, getting the official word that the Durham report said in May that, yeah.
FBI opened the investigation without speaking to any witnesses. They had no evidence.
I remember vividly when I first heard that, and I thought, I mean, I you know, I'll listen to everything open-minded right away, going, really? And then you start just putting some thought to it. What motivation does Vladimir Putin or Russia have to help Trump get elected? To, you know, and I kept None of it made any sense.
No, it made no sense.
There's no motive there. There's no reasoning behind any of that. But then you look at what would motivate maybe them to not want him in there. Oh, all right. That made some sense.
Wow.
Here we are.
Hey, we're brought to you today by our friends at High Road Partners. There is available to you High Road Insurance now, because our friends at High Road Partners are an independent, local brokerage and work with a variety of carriers to provide the best options for your company. They're benefit strategists, locally owned and operated, and I think that's so important. I want to keep the money right here in our community. So instead of seeing you once a year for your renewal, they work to understand your company, your talent needs, your budget, assist you with building a multi-year strategy. Really good at that. We use them here. Year-round dedicated personal support, years of knowledge and experience, same technology as the big firms, specializing in health insurance, but they've got the business and the HR backgrounds. And you can change your broker at any time, regardless of your plan year. They'll do all that work for you. Go to highroadpartners.com to find out more and set up a meeting. Highroadpartners.com. 271-1100 is our telephone number to weigh in today. You can text us at 237-1590. Texter says, John Durham testifies there's no Trump-Russia collusion, so people lied. That again raises questions why Representative Armstrong voted against censuring Schiff. I understand there's another vote on censoring Schiff that is coming as soon as today. They will vote on that. Question for you. If Representative Armstrong votes in favor of that, does that exonerate him from your previous concerns? If it were me, I would have voted for it before. The reason he didn't is because there was a fine included in it, and a fine to fine a member of Congress and put it in a piece of legislation is evidently against the, you know, there's no way that that meshes with the Constitution. So Congressman Armstrong has said the reason he voted against it is it was unconstitutional. He's not going to vote for something that is knowingly unconstitutional. They're removing the fine, so it will pass constitutional measure, and he'll be voting on it again. Does that exonerate him in your eyes? Does that clear it up? In my mind, it does. Kev, that fair? I mean, he's voted against it, give us his reason, didn't pass, but now it passes. After the things cleaned up, I think that's fine, isn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, yeah.
You tell me, but yep. It seems to me to make sense.
I don't have a problem with it.
Texter says, can you play some of the Trump interview with Fox? We've done that, did a little bit of that yesterday. There was some more of that interview last night. This texter says, I want the part where he incriminated himself. You're talking about this was at the beginning of the interview. So last night would have been Tuesday night, so Monday night's interview, where he's asked about the documents case. And a lot of armchair attorneys are saying that he said more there than he should have. But armchair attorneys are a dime a dozen, so I'm not going to accept your premise that he incriminated himself. Listener says, Scott, so with three congressmen, why should we accept their constant three blind mice attitude toward every illegal action? The alphabet agencies, the election, Ukraine, China. I don't know how they sleep at night or come on the radio to shovel BS. They do all come on the radio. And if you feel like they're shoveling BS, then I would suggest that you call them. Another listener says that fine was optional on the first bill, so it was optional. You're right. It wasn't hard, fast fine. It was the option of levying a fine. But my understanding is the option of levying the fine made it unconstitutional. In my mind, just get it right. Personally, I would have voted for the first one and said, you know, figure it out. Okay, that one's not constitutional. Let's do it again.
Yeah, whatever we got to do to shut shift down.
Right? Yeah.
This comes back to all of the tactics that we talk about. Charlie Kirk talks about it all the time. It's how we don't fight. Not how we. There's literally no fight. But it's how we don't fight. How we don't employ the same kind of tactics and the same kind of aggression. The same kind of things that we're going to need to do to win, apparently. As they sure are.
Yeah, I've said the other day when that vote came up about censoring shift, if that was a Republican member of a committee that had lied.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I don't think any Democrat would say, I don't know, it's unconstitutional. So now, some would argue we're better than them. And we ought to be better than them.
Well, yeah, that's nice. So you can say that all the way to the loser's box. Seriously, I mean, yeah, we have to cite that all the way to the eighth place on the podium. Because that's where that'll get you.
I don't know. There's a part of me that says I don't want to become them. You got to draw a line somewhere to say I'm not going to go down there. But I do think when you're talking about battles in Congress and specific bills and votes, you got to fight like they fight.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Hey, if I'm in the ring with somebody and the rule is all of a sudden that for some reason they can throw low blows, but I can't. Guess what? I'm swinging low blows. I don't care what you tell me I can or can't do. I'm going to win this fight. I'm in this ring to win. Where the rhinos and the Republicans, they're not in it to win it. They're go along to get along. I totally agree with that. See it more and more every day.
Texter says, our government is so crooked, the best chiropractor couldn't straighten it out.
That's true. I'd give Dr. Z a shot at him, though. He's pretty good.
Another, Scott, have you talked about the recent Fox interview with President Trump? We have. Do you think it will hurt the president? Bear really pushed about the recording where the president talks about the documents he had that were classified and why it took so long to give the documents back. Yeah, he did push it. Will it hurt him? I don't know. I think everything we know about the documents, we know. The selective prosecution is what bothers me.
Has anything else they've thrown at him hurt him?
Yeah.
No?
Exactly right.
I don't think this will.
We have got a Wednesday Wheels deal from Bucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Tell you about that next. And back to more of your questions and comments on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Your wellness is within reach with Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Enjoy every day made better with a Hot Spring Spa in stock and ready to deliver today. For less than $99 per month, you can be physically better below the water, mentally better above the water, and relationally better beyond the water. Stop thinking about it and just do it. You'll be glad you did. Already have a hot tub? Trade up to a new saltwater hot tub and receive an extra $1,500. Wellness, every day made better, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck.
USA News Update. A tourist submersible carrying five people that went missing while on a diving trip to the wreck of the Titanic triggered a rescue operation in the North Atlantic Ocean. A U.S. Coast Guard statement early this morning said remotely operated vehicles were deployed for the missing sub after Canadian aircraft detected underwater noises in the search area, some 900 miles east of Cape Cod, Massachusetts. The problem, Butch Hendricks says, the rescue effort is no easy task because the sub appears to have no technology to signal its location.
There's no emergency deployed beacons that can tell you where it is. There's no beacon or emergency transmitter on it itself.
Some lawmakers are speaking out against Hunter Biden's misdemeanor plea deal with the Department of Justice. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer called it a sweetheart deal that reveals a two-tiered system of justice in America. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Let me tell you about the Wednesday Wheels deal today from North Dakota's Home for Chevy. Our friends at Pucklich. 2009 Chevy Impala. This would be a great set of wheels for a student that might be heading off to college. You want to have a good, you know, reliable set of wheels. Chevy Impala, 2009, silver ice metallic exterior with ebony leather-appointed seating. A 3.5-liter V6 engine. Just over 100,000 miles. Perfect car for the kids going, you know, even the high school kids, family member that travels. This was $9,000. Now it's only $8,000 if you mention the flag. Think of that. When's the last time you bought a vehicle for $8,000? And a Chevy Impala that'll run forever. Pucklich, North Dakota's Home for Chevy, Wednesday Wheels deal. Find out more and see it at PucklichValleyCity.com or come on in and stop and see him on Main Avenue, Valley City, and say, hey, Scott sent me in here. I want $1,000 off on that Chevy Impala. 27 before the top of the hour. Who's this Johnson guy that's sparring with John Durham now?
Democrat from Georgia, I believe.
Okay, let's listen a little of this. And then
acquitted him, though, correct?
And a trial jury.
You're not going to disagree on that, are you, Mr. Durham?
I'm going to try to answer your question as
well.
Well,
let me ask you this, because in your report, you related or alluded to allegations of misconduct against Mr. Sussman and Mr. Danchenko as if those allegations had been proven true at trial, when in fact both those individuals had been acquitted and your allegations disproven. Do you believe that it's ethical to state something as a fact in an official government report when the court system found that you could not prove those allegations?
Well, I think if you read the report, you'd see that we talked about the results of the trial, and we included all of the evidence that we had available, unfortunately not all of which was admitted at trial.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Durham. You closed your investigation after you failed to find that the FBI investigation into Putin's interference in the 2016 election was politically motivated and was a deep state conspiracy against ex-President Trump. You were unable to prove that that was true.
That is not what I was investigating.
Well, but you did not find that that was true.
Well, I wasn't correct. Looking for it.
As an idiot. You found it to be false, as a matter of fact.
Isn't that correct? You have a chance to read the report.
Well, I did. Mr. Chairman, the time has expired. Could the gentleman be allowed to answer the question?
The gentleman can respond. Time the gentleman from Georgia expired. The witness can respond.
to say, if you read the report, we lay the facts out in the report as with these matters. I'm not here to talk about Mr. Trump. I'm not here to talk about deep state or whatever other characterizations you made. This report is factual. Nobody's raised any issues as to whether it's factually inaccurate in any way. People can draw their own conclusions based on those facts.
Yep. Mr. Grimm, you've been at it an hour and a half here. We can keep going if you can keep going. Just let us know when you meet.
Yeah, I'm fine. Whatever the committee wants.
Chair now recognizes the gentleman from California, Mr. Issa.
Mr. Durham, each of us on the panel has a different background and a different idea of what's best to get out of this report and the work that you have done so faithfully, not just for the last 4 years, but for your entire career. So I'm going to start off by asking, is it true that you have the Attorney General's Exceptional Service Award decoration for your service?
That's true.
Is it also true that you have the Attorney General's Distinguished Service Award?
That's true.
And who awarded you that?
You know, that goes back in time. Attorney General Reno had...
No, 2012.
Oh, I'm sorry, in 2012. I'm trying to remember what award it was. I don't frankly recall.
Just for the record, it's Eric Holder.
Yeah. That was the CIA investigation. That's right. It's Attorney General Holder.
Correct. It was, and you had to deal with some of the most despicable people and do the things that we do sometimes when wrong has been done. So I want to thank you for that. It seems like for your entire career, you've been a go-to for difficult situations. Not necessarily the standard I'm trying to rise quickly award, but in fact you're a career investigator, and I would imagine pretty closely that you've got your 82% overall. But I want to talk about something that I'm not qualified to talk about, but I can ask you. Are there what you would call unindicted co-conspirators in this? In other words, are there people at all levels who did things wrong who were not charged with crimes because of the limitation of the ability to bring charges against them for what they did, even if it was wrong?
We brought charges where we thought in good faith that we could prove a case beyond a reasonable doubt. Is there evidence beyond that? Of course.
Sure. So, in your experience as a career prosecutor, when people break the rules and it changes the outcome of something, like launching an investigation without a predicate, like the president, the vice president, the attorney general, and a host of others, FBI director, knowing that this had been started with a false predicate, knowing that Hillary Clinton's campaign, with her approval, in fact, had authorized this, not op research, but this weaponizing of a false claim, when they did that, they in fact changed the outcome, whether criminal or not, of many things, including certainly some things in voters' minds. Isn't that correct?
I mean, generally speaking, there are lots of bad things that people do that aren't crimes. And we can only charge those that aren't crimes.
And I appreciate that. So when people are constantly making this point that somehow you didn't put enough people in jail, you gave us 300 pages that give us a responsibility. And as I said, I'm not going to try to pretend that I'm the smart lawyer up here at all, or even a lawyer. But I am somebody that understands organization, oversight, and transparency. In your report, you do note the changes made and so on. But unless we make changes in transparency to outside individuals who can be counted on to be ombudsmen to the process, isn't it true that if the president, the vice president, the attorney general, and a host of other top people at the FBI and Department of Justice choose in the future to push to make make outcomes occur that would not occur according to their own printed rules, that no rule per se is going to change that?
I think that's true. As we say in the report, ultimately what this comes down to is the integrity of the people who are doing the job. Are they adhering to their oath, or are they not adhering to their oath? Are they following the law, or are they not following the law?
Well, in my 20-plus years on this side of the dais, what I've found is that people, when the light of day is shed on them, follow the rules much better than they aren't. So for all of us up here, I want to thank you for your contributions and your service. Hopefully, I know you're going into, you've gone into retirement, but hopefully in the future, as we begin looking at reforms that can be counted on and believed by the American people, at reforms that create better transparency, at reforms that do not allow FISA judges to be misled by people with an agenda, that you'll be available to at least give us some of the guidance from your decades of knowing how it's done right at the Department of Justice. And, Mr. Chairman, I want to thank you for your indulgence in so many people. I will not take excess time. I believe this witness's 300-plus pages speaks extremely well for itself, and I yield back.
The gentleman yields back. The gentleman from California is recognized.
Mr. Durham, just so people remember what
Adam
this is
Schiff,
all about,
ladies and gentlemen, you ready for this?
The Mueller investigation revealed that Russia interfered in the 2016 election in sweeping and systemic fashion, correct?
That's correct.
And Russia did so through a social media campaign that favored Donald Trump and disparaged Hillary Clinton, correct?
As the report says, yes.
And Mueller found that a Russian intelligence service hacked computers associated with the Clinton campaign and then released the stolen documents publicly? Is that right?
That report speaks for itself as well.
Mueller also reported that though he could not establish the crime of conspiracy beyond a reasonable doubt, he also said, quote, a statement that the investigation did not establish certain facts does not mean there was no evidence of those facts. That also appears in the report, doesn't it?
This language to that effect, yes.
In fact, you cited that very statement in your own report, did you not? As a way of distinguishing between proof beyond a reasonable doubt and evidence that falls short of proof beyond a reasonable doubt.
Correct.
As an illustration of this, both Mueller and congressional investigations found that Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was secretly meeting with an operative linked to Russian intelligence named Konstantin Kalimnik, correct?
This, by the way, is Adam
Schiff. That's my understanding. Yeah.
This is Adam Schiff. You excited for this, Kev? Adam Schiff.
Yeah, I'm interested to what he's talking about with Steve. There's a lot of things that, you know, Schiff is saying that he's confirming.
Yeah.
That's never good.
Right. John Durham, this is at the House Judiciary Committee today, and more on Adam Schiff. Go ahead and roll. I thought a little entertainment here today.
Yes.
And that Manafort, while chairman of the Trump campaign, gave that Russian intelligence operative the campaign's internal polling data, correct?
That's what I've read in the news, yes.
And that Manafort provided this information to Russian intelligence while Russian intelligence was engaged in that social media campaign and the release of stolen documents to help the Trump campaign, correct?
You may be getting beyond the depth of my knowledge, but...
Well, let me say very simply, while Manafort, the campaign chairman for Donald Trump, was giving this Russian intelligence officer internal campaign polling data, Russian intelligence was helping the Trump campaign, weren't they?
I don't know that.
You really don't know those very basic facts of the investigation?
I know the general facts, yes. Do I know that particular fact myself? No. I mean, I know that I've read that in the media.
Anywhere, Mr. Durham, that Mueller and congressional investigations also revealed that Don Jr. was informed that a Russian official was offering the Trump campaign, quote, very high-level and sensitive information, unquote, that would be incriminating if Hillary Clinton was part of, quote, Russia and its government support of Mr. Trump? Are you aware of that?
Sure. People get phone calls all the time from individuals who claim to have information like that.
Really, the son of a presidential candidate gets calls all the time from a foreign government offering dirt on their important opponent?
Oh,
is that what you're saying?
Ask
I don't
about
think
the
this
report.
Is unique in your experience.
So you have other instances of the Russian government offering dirt on a presidential candidate to the presidential candidate's son. Is that what you're saying?
Would you repeat the question?
You said that it's not uncommon to get offers of help from a hostile foreign government in a presidential campaign directed at the president's son. You really stand by that, Mr. Durham?
I'm saying that that people can make phone calls making claims all the time that you may have experienced.
Are you really trying to diminish the significance of what happened here and the secret meeting that the president's son set up in Trump Tower to receive that incriminating information, trying to diminish the significance of that, Mr. Durham?
We're not trying to diminish it at all, but I think the more complete story is that they met and it was a ruse and they didn't talk about Mrs. Clinton.
Oh, bada boom!
Yeah,
bada boom! Yeah. Adam Schiff trying to cover his own tracks. You know what I'm saying?
Don't you believe the corrupt media, what they said?
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about healthcare, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thankacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thankacoalworker.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Finally I figured out what it took a long, long time. Now there's a ton of vibes made because I'm trying. There's been times all my
back on What's On Your Mind. Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Let's see what's for lunch today, shouldn't we? How about lasagna? Both in MP Avenue, downtown Fargo, and in Euland today. That sounds good. Swedish meatballs in Glendon, if you're traveling Highway 10. Tater Tot hot dish along 45th Street, Fargo. Swedish meatballs in Glendon. Did I tell you that already? I think I did. Getting all the good stuff in here. Taco Mac at 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish meatballs and cabbage rolls. Your choice in West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Beef and noodles in Harwood. Patch will serve USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. And I should tell you, too, Wednesday means you buy two fresh-baked cookies and you get one free. So you can't go wrong there. Petra Serve USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You're going to love it. All right. Coming up on the program, we're going to get you details on the Montana gun shop that was raided by the ATF. Our friends from the Gun Owners of America have the scoop on that. Brian Kronk, the money man, will be here as well. So lots to come on What's on Your Mind. We're monitoring the House Judiciary Committee hearing on the Durham report. John Durham is testifying the special counsel before the committee today. Very interesting. Very interesting. Some people up there want to do everything in their power to not have the facts of the report see the light of day. So they jump to all kinds of wild conspiracy theories that have been disproven. Adam Schiff would be one example. Eric Swalwell, another. Too painful to even.
I love how all Schiff wanted to talk about was the Mueller probe, not the Durham report.
Right. What
is
there for?
Can you just talk about the actual investigation, not the probe that Mueller did, not the hearsay and the media spin on all of it, Adam? It's sad.
Censure the guy.
Yeah.
Soon.
And then Swalwell sitting there now with his yapper running.
The texts are pouring in here. Let me get to a few of them. The Republican Party is nothing but a bunch of spineless blocks. And I'm thinking about switching. Because I can't align myself with weak human beings.
Well, where are you going to go?
Who absolutely have no fight whatsoever. My only assumption is that they're getting greased pretty good with a paycheck. That is the only reason I can think as to why they have no fight at all. Because the moral highway... They're men, is tired and weak, and I'm sick and tired of it.
You know one thing I see with the Republican Party is I see fighters and I see go-along-to-get-alongers. I think that's what everybody's frustration is. You see guys like Jim Jordan and Matt Gaetz, I mean, these guys that are pit bulls.
Fight.
They fight, and they yell, and they're not happy, and they're angry. Then you've got the go-along-to-get-along. Well, you know, greetings, let's talk about everything that's well and wonderful, and let's put a nice, everything's fine. We're just going to work with our colleagues across the aisle and blah, blah, blah.
Which one is Kelly Armstrong?
I think Kelly Armstrong is a fighter, but he's perceived as more of a go-along on occasion.
I agree with you. I agree with you.
But he's a sharp guy.
And by the way, well thought of by Jordan and other members of the leadership. That's why he's on all these committees.
Right. Yep. And when he get down to what Kelly says, he knows what he's talking about. I mean, when it comes to the letter of the law, you know, in the Constitution. So,
what else have we got here? Let's see. Scott, when will the Wahpeton Petrol Surf store construction begin? Looking forward to a new store.
Oh,
they are
putting one in Wahpeton.
They are. Yeah, they're building in Castleton now, and Wahpeton's next. I can't tell you exactly when, but I know that that will be soon. That will be soon. So stay tuned. Should be fun, which I think is going to be great. Same with the Castleton store. I think it'd be wonderful. Another listener, with all this corruption, I find it really sad that the rare occasions you have Hoban on, it's for a half-hour segment. Then when you break it down, it happens to be a segment where you acknowledge your sponsors, which gives us about 13 minutes with Hoban. Way to insulate Hoban. Imagine if every Republican, like John, then none of his corruption would be brought to light. Look, however long we have him on, you're free to call and ask questions. Same with Kevin Cramer. So I'm not big on keyboard warriors. Who complain, but then don't call when there's an opportunity to ask questions of our guests. All right? Daniel, if you want to get this line one in quickly here, I can try and do it before the break, because otherwise we're going to go to the news break here. Joke of the day, Kelly Armstrong is a fighter. Ha, 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 says another listener. Okay? Differing with you and I. Why didn't Armstrong write up Schiff? Says another one. Well, they're going to get another opportunity to do that. Mikey, on the road. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Mikey.
I think the big trouble we have is we've got too many to get along. I don't think we have strong enough people in our Congress. Look how they, I tell you what, that the debt deal was a cave. He waited right till the last minute and they quick negotiated. So they, you know, they knew that they was going to get it. McConnell is the biggest uniparty, person in the Congress. We've got mostly, I'll bet you, I think over 3/4 of the Republicans are uniparty.
Go along to get along? That's why they're uniparty?
Yep. And we're destroying our country because of it. Because we're not past, a lot of barkers, but nothing's happening.
Mike, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Going to a break, so we can't continue this conversation, but there'll be another day. Keep rolling with it. Tell you about that Montana gun shop raid when we come back.
Here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA. Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.